Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
So a man says into his phone, "Siri, play Pizzetti's Rondo Veneziano." And Siri says, "Calling Roundtable Pizza." Pretty frustrating, right? Well, okay, that was what AI seemed like to me a year ago, especially when it came to writing copy. Completely out of the question. But that has changed in a very big way. So for today, I put together a special report on how AI is changing copywriting. And this is a report from the field. We used to do those. We haven't really done them as much, but this one is. I'm going to be talking about what actually pro copywriters and business owners are doing with AI. And I'll give you a hint. What they're doing with AI includes writing copy for sure, but it also includes a whole lot more than just writing copy. However, one thing AI will never do is remind you that copy is powerful. You're responsible for how you use what you hear on this podcast. And most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, and business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time.
I think AI does the opposite of that with the claims that it makes sometimes.
That's why you really need to get a legal review, AI. So, to set the stage for today, a little over a year ago, we did a show on my 10 rules for mentoring copywriters and business owners. At the time we recorded that, I was still a hardcore AI skeptic, and I didn't think AI had any place in copywriting or content creation. So I didn't include anything about AI in that show or in my 10 rules for mentoring copywriters. My reason was pretty basic. I was disgusted by the output I saw from AI at the time. Well, a year is a long time in the world of AI, and especially the last year. Since last March, I've completely changed my mind about AI and copywriting. In fact, to show you how far things have come, AI played a part in every single copywriting mentoring call I did last week. I'll tell you about these calls in a minute, but first, let's take a whirlwind tour of some of the top developments in AI in my world since March of last year. One, Claude came on the scene, which was pretty impressive. Two, a couple months ago, Manus came on the scene, which was even more impressive. Three, in June, Nathan and I discovered what my old mentoring client, Jason Parker, was doing with his copywriting mastermind. We were both blown away and quickly paid to join. It's been a breakthrough for both of us in many different ways. Four, AI has become far more connected with the rest of the world since last year. One example is ChatGPT's new search and deep research capabilities. You can get information from an AI you never would have imagined possible before, and that barely scratches the surface. Bottom line, AI is here to stay. It's also got to become part of your business if you want to stay current. I'll give you some tips on key skills you need to develop. And we'll wrap up with a few things that haven't changed much about copywriting and probably never will, no matter how good AI gets. Okay, so now let me give you a sense of how important AI has become in my business where I'm mentoring business owners and copywriters. It may come to you as no surprise that on our calls, we do a lot more than talk about headlines and bullet points. It was interesting to me that AI played a part in every one of the five sessions I did last week. My first session was with a mentoring client who writes copy himself and also leads a team of three copywriters. He's planning on adding one or two more to his team. The client wanted to do some training of his people, not to the degree of depth that I'm doing with him in his own mentoring, just a quick deep dive review of the fundamentals over several lessons. A couple days before our session, I had an idea. I took a text I have, a PDF of, put it into ChatGPT, and asked it to come up with a quiz based on chapter one. The quiz needed to have some multiple choice, some fill in the blank, and some solve a problem kind of questions. The quiz ChatGPT came up with was so good, it didn't need any editing. Then I asked ChatGPT to create a short presentation of the same chapter, slides, and a script for my client. 5 minutes later, it was done. The only changes I made were centering some of the text on the slides. It was that good. So I gave this to my client along with the prompts I used so he can create quizzes and presentations for 5 more chapters. Training problem solved. He was ecstatic. Now, to be clear, that was only part of our call, but it was an important one. The next session was for a client who's having trouble staying on track with his own 5-step process to help businesses repurpose assets and make more money quickly using old products and their current list. He kept getting sidetracked by not being able to evaluate some of the copy his own AI process was producing. This is because sometimes he got too far down in the weeds to get a big picture view, and that slowed him down a lot. In 2 paragraphs, I asked ChatGPT to create a prompt for him that would evaluate copy so he wouldn't have to get into a different frame of mind to do it. ChatGPT came back with a 261-word prompt that worked perfectly. So now the AI can take a high-level objective view of things with this prompt that he needs to stay focused on the nitty-gritty. Now, before I get to the next 3 clients, I just want to point out, a year ago, what I described wouldn't have happened for 3 reasons. 1, I wouldn't have believed it was possible to create an AI that could evaluate copy in a professionally useful way. 2, it actually wasn't possible at the time. The verbal and analytical technology in publicly available LLMs like ChatGPT wasn't quite there yet. 3, even if the technology was there at the time, I would have had no idea how to do these things. It seems easy to me now, but that's after a year of a lot of trial and error and banging my head against the wall, learning how to make AI work. Okay, back to our report from the field. What happened during my mentoring sessions where AI was involved? 3, AI-assisted copywriting business. My 3rd client is developing an AI-assisted copywriting business on top of his regular client work. We went through some steps and options on how to make it sturdy and ready to scale up. Again, this was only part of the call. We also went over a promotion he was writing for a client. 4, reducing copywriting workload. I already mentioned my 4th client who has to write a particularly time-consuming set of emails every week. We worked together to create some bots that he estimates will save him 8 to 10 hours per week. The client is also a member of the Copywriting AI Mastermind I'll tell you about later. 5, instant marketing plan for high-end clients. So my 5th client was a little different. He's a very successful business guy, and he's very marketing savvy, but he freely admits he is not a tech guy. So we were talking about getting a higher percentage of high-end clients for his business. After talking about a couple of books on marketing to the wealthy, including one he had read, and with me sharing him the podcast you and I, Nathan, did about copywriting to prospects with money, I wanted to show him the power of ChatGPT deep research. Okay, this is what I did. I put in a 3-sentence prompt, and then ChatGPT came back with 5 questions, which he and I answered together, and I did the typing. And then I set it on research, and we went on to talk about other stuff. 15 minutes later, he had a 34-page report with 20 steps, each one building on the last. He was impressed with the output, and so was I. It was something he could do and something that if he did it would work. So he got a little more interested in AI. That's just what last week was like. And it turns out AI is playing a part in every session I'm doing this week too. Although, as you can see, I'm not mentoring people in AI, and AI doesn't cover every single aspect of what I do. For me and my clients, it's about how AI fits into the fundamentals of copywriting and how we can be more productive without sacrificing quality.
I think one of the main shifts that I've had about AI over the last year, because I jumped onto it right away. I had to kind of pull you in kicking and screaming.
That's true. But
at first, I could see the potential, and my mindset was, oh, this is going to replace everything. But now when I look at it and the work that I'm doing with it, it's, I guess there's 2 points. Number one, it makes everything so much faster. So my productivity, my ability to perform and deliver for my clients is 10x'd over the last couple of months by sharpening my skills with it. And then number two, I build bots and I hand them off to clients and they still don't get the same type of results that I get with it. And I think that a lot of it comes down to, you can give a business owner the AI tools and they'll get decent B-list copy out of it. But if you give those same tools to an A-list copywriter who knows what they're looking for, knows how to guide a copy cub, and they use the AI like a copy cub, they're going to crank out some amazing stuff. So my opinion and your opinion, coming from two polar opposites, both of us have had a major shift in our points of view as to how to use AI over the last year.
Yeah, and I want to talk about your second point about the AI depends so much on the person using it in just a second, because that's such a key point. But let me start at the beginning what I want to say, because I have three AI rules for every mentoring client. Last year, I gave you my 10 rules for copywriting mentoring, and it's only fair for me to give you a few rules for using AI, whether it's for copy or really anything else. The first new rule is to learn how to specify what you're looking for when you ask the AI. In other words, how to write effective prompts. And I'm telling you, sometimes you get to this by trial and error. Sometimes you tell AI what you want and ask it to write the prompt for you. Sometimes you invite the AI to ask you questions to sharpen your thinking. And sad to say, there's no simple formula or rule for this. There's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all prompt, as much as you might want there to be. You have to learn to think about the AI's thinking and direct it to get you what you want. And that can take some experience back and forth before you get good at it. The second rule is you need to learn how to talk with AI. Now, if you don't know how to talk with people, this could be a problem. And I know this is a problem for some copywriters. But just for the sake of today's podcast, let's say you do know how to talk to people. The key thing to remember, and this kind of gets back to what you were saying, Nathan, is that AI is not a mind-reading genie in a bottle in digital form. Hear me when I say this. AI doesn't know what you mean. It guesses, and it could guess wrong. So sometimes you need to engage. You need to ask it what it thinks you mean. It will tell you. And if it gets something wrong, you need to correct it as clearly and specifically as you can. And then ask again. Because AI is not a mind-reading genie in a bottle. Instead, think of it as a highly intelligent but naive assistant who learns quickly when directed clearly. But sometimes it needs to hear things more than once, and sometimes it needs to hear them in a different way than you said it the first time. A big part of learning how to talk with AI is learning how to give clear direction in the way that the AI understands. Okay, my third rule is you need to expand your imagination to find new ways to do things with AI that you never imagined before. Now, there's a secret about the law of attraction that people who sell information about the law of attraction don't want to tell you about because, well, this secret makes the whole thing a lot less attractive. Okay, so it seems to me that the popular conception of the law of attraction is you think about something and bam, it manifests fully formed in front of your eyes, maybe in the movies, and maybe even once in a blue moon in real life. But that could be coincidence as much as anything else. So here's the secret. You have to pronounce it with a stutter. This is what I mean. Law of a action. That is, first you have to imagine something, and then you have to take action to bring it into being in your life. Sometimes that action takes years, decades. Sometimes it's a lot faster. With AI, it can be a lot faster. Like with the training system I developed for my client who has a copywriting team he wants to train. It took me a few minutes to even imagine that ChatGPT could do it. Then it took me about an hour to develop and refine the prompts to have AI create a quiz, a slide deck, and a script for the first training session. I had to be pretty precise in what I wanted, and that took some tinkering. But now my client has a repeatable system he can use to create every session of the training. The action, creating the quiz, creating the slides, creating the presentation script, AI shrunk that action down from hours of work to a few minutes. In fact, all the examples I gave you involve both imagination and action. And sometimes action requires multiple tries, failures, frustration, until you get to the Goldilocks solution. Not too hot, not too cold, not too bloated, not too spare, just right. So developing your imagination and the courage to imagine stuff maybe you never thought was possible before is a key skill that's new for anyone using AI to deliver new kinds of results.
I'm just going to co-sign on all of that. Everything that you've been talking about has been my experience as well.
Cool. Let's talk now about a few things that haven't changed very much or even changed at all. And we're going to start with a quick ride into the fascinating world of bicycle history. In the early 1800s, the first bicycles were invented, but the bicycle as we know it today was invented in the 1880s. And the best example was English inventor John Kemp Stanley's invention known as the safety bicycle. It was the first thing that was really close to what we know as a bike today. Now, the bike goes 3 to 4 times faster than a person walking when you're not racing. When you race a bike, it can go up to 8 times faster. But you can't just jump on a bike and expect it to speed you to your next destination. First, you need to learn how to ride it. Same thing with AI and copywriting. The first AI was invented in the 1950s, but it's only in the last few years that it's become viable for most people to use. And like the bicycle, you can't just expect it to speed up your copywriting tasks by feeding it a random prompt. You need to know how to write copy to begin with, and then you need to learn how to use AI to do things you already know how to do, but to do them faster. Let's quickly go over 3 things that absolutely haven't changed in my mentoring, despite all the rapid advances in AI. 1, mentoring is a long-term process to build up knowledge, skills, and what I call copywriting reflexes to become a truly excellent copywriter. 2, if you want to get mentoring from me, you need to be in a career or business position to make back the mentoring fee, which is a serious investment, within the year that the mentoring takes place, and hopefully a lot sooner. That means the improvements in your skills and your knowledge and mindset could open up new ideas, higher fees or bonuses or side hustles or something, greater profits in ways to recoup the money paid. 3, mentoring is different from classroom instruction or working under a copy chief in business. It requires a commitment to both learning skills and developing mindset, and not just acquiring knowledge or improving on some piece of copy that you've written. Okay, those are the 3 most important rules for working with me as a mentor.
I want to just add to that. We touched on this a little bit earlier, but the idea that you can just feed your offer to ChatGPT or Claude or Manus and have it spit out something, again, it will get close. You'll get some at least B-list copy out of it. But having that knowledge, having that insight, having, you've called it the magic eye, to be able to look at it and know what's good, what's bad, what's going to work, what's not going to work, that doesn't come We've talked about how you can take 8 hours of work and turn it into 15 minutes. That doesn't come from taking 8 hours of work and turning it into 15 minutes. That comes from, like you said, the investment in your own knowledge base to learn this stuff. And it doesn't happen in 15 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. The key thing is to look at, the key way to look at it is that AI is a force multiplier, right? And the force is essentially your knowledge, your expertise, your judgment, your sense of how to do it. It's essentially your ability to already do it yourself. You can multiply that or reduce the time, multiply the speed. But if you don't have it to begin with, the first step you need is to get it. Okay, so here's a recap. Over a year ago, I was completely skeptical about AI in copywriting. At the time, the quality just wasn't there, and frankly, I didn't see how it ever could be. But so many things have happened in the last 12 months, 14 months, I've completely changed my mind. And I've started using AI pretty regularly in my own writing and other business activities. And more recently, I've started including AI in my mentoring sessions, but maybe not exactly how you think. Last week, every mentoring session involved AI, but only one was directly related to writing copy. All of these experiences led me to three mentoring rules. One, get really good at writing precise prompts. It's not about formulas, but understanding how to clearly instruct AI to deliver exactly what you need. Two, learn to have a conversation with AI. Think of AI as an intelligent but naive assistant. You need to tell it exactly what to do and then check its work afterwards. Three, expand your imagination. A lot of what you get from AI comes from what you imagine first. This takes courage because sometimes you're going to ask it to do something you yourself don't believe is possible. And if you're willing to imagine possibilities beyond what seems realistic, you can get some surprisingly practical results. Keep in mind, though, AI enhances the skills you already have, but it can't supplement the skills and knowledge you don't have to begin with. Once you have those skills and can clearly spell out what you're looking for in a way that AI understands it, it can speed things up so much it will get your head spinning. So a key takeaway is AI doesn't substitute for fundamental experience and instinctive copywriting reflexes. Think of AI like riding a bike. You first have to know how to balance and steer before you can benefit from the increased speed. Now, after all of this, you might be thinking about getting help from me using AI in your copywriting. Sorry, I don't do that by itself. I help people I already work with in my copywriting mentoring program use AI, and that's only a part of what I do there. However, I'm a partner in a great mastermind where you can get help just for that. The weekly copywriting mastermind with Jason Parker is focused almost entirely on using AI to create copy and other marketing assets like video, graphics, and scripts. I use some of the tools from the mastermind in the examples I gave you with clients of mine who are also members of the mastermind. If you're interested in finding out more about the mastermind, I want you to reach out to our team member, Deb, and we'll leave her email address in the show notes. But if you have an excellent memory, her email address is deb@getmynovus, getmynovus.ai. Finally, if what I said resonates to you about learning copywriting first and AI second, I have one spot opening up in my mentoring program in the next month. You should read about it first, and if you think you qualify, go ahead and send in an application on my website. I'll leave the website address in the show notes, but if you're interested in mentoring and you happen to have an excellent memory for email for website addresses, it's garfinkelcoaching.com, garfinkelcoaching.com.
All right. I will make sure to put both links in the show notes, and you can check out the show notes over at copywriterspodcast.com. I'm just going to finish this with one thought. If you're not using AI in your business or in your copywriting yet, you're going to be left behind. And it's at the point right now where it's still only 5% adoption. So if you jump on now, you'll still be ahead of the curve. And in Jason's and your mastermind, it's so easy to get in, get involved, and catch up. Even though this stuff is rapidly changing, if I said one business investment that I've made over the last year that outperforms everything else, it was joining that mastermind. So I heavily recommend it and feel sorry for everybody who's still sleeping on it.
Okay. That's a pretty good endorsement. Thank you.
All right. Copywriterspodcast.com. Check out the show notes for the links. Check out the other 400 plus episodes that we have over there. And until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later. Stop using the hero's journey in your sales copy. My book, The Persuasion Story Code, will help you put together stories that convince your prospects and resolve their objections. If you are a copywriter, you'll appreciate that every single one of the 25 kinds of stories in this book have been proven time and time again in profitable sales copy. But I've also used these kinds of stories to close 5- and 6-figure deals for my own business, and so have many of my clients. These stories are easy to create and easy to tell. They sound like ordinary conversation, but they are all designed and proven to lead to a yes. You can get the Persuasion Story Code on Amazon.com. So get your copy today. Hey, if you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app so we can get into ears of more listeners. Thank you.